Two of the four suspects in a Pettis County burglary last month are due in an area courtroom tomorrow. According to online court documents, 22-year-old Pyjay Didis of Lamont is scheduled for a hearing, and 22-year-old Joyder Meskey of Sedalia is scheduled for a preliminary hearing at 1:30 p.m. in the Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia. Each has been charged with a Class B felony for burglary in the first degree for an alleged breaking into a residence at Frog Hollow Apartments and stealing a pistol on Saturday, January 21st, where the resident of the apartment shot one of the four suspects with another gun in his possession. Alexander Alexander also has been charged with a Class B felony for burglary, as well as a Class D felony for forgery and three misdemeanors. He is scheduled to be in court for proceedings on all of his charges at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 7th. Charges were filed against a fourth suspect, 18-year-old Alan Didis, who spent time in a hospital recovering from a gunshot wound earlier this month. He has been charged with a Class B felony for burglary in the first degree and a Class A felony for stealing. His court date is still pending. A Marshall woman who is facing more than 100 counts of a felony charge entered a new plea in court today. Anne Marie Koch has been charged with 134 counts of a Class D felony for fraudulently attempting to obtain a controlled substance. According to online court documents, Koch entered a plea of not guilty to those charges on November 28, 2016. Today, the state filed amended felony information, and Koch was arraigned for those charges, to which she pleaded not guilty. Koch has another plea trial hearing scheduled for 11 a.m. on Monday, March 27th in the Saline County Circuit Court in Marshall. And a building that was torn down near the Marshall Square on Saturday currently is being cleaned up by the Marshall Municipal Services crew. Director of Marshall Municipal Services Bill Anderson said the process will take a few days, but he says he's hoping it will be finished by the end of the week. Anderson says more than municipal services took part in the tearing down process.
The teardown was done primarily by municipal services, but municipal utilities, both the electric department and the water department, have assisted with personnel and equipment.
Anderson says the final dollar figure the project will cost the city should wind up being close to the estimate.
I do not have the overall cost until we get done, but our estimate for the disposal of everything was between $5,000 and $10,000. There's going to be some additional costs with backfill and additional gravel that we may have to purchase, but those should be fairly small.
Anderson says the lot, which is directly behind the Jim the Wonder Dog Memorial Garden, will remain vacant for the time being. He says the city has received some tentative offers, but nothing has been decided as of yet. KMMO News Time is 5:35. Robert Martin, age 74, of Boonville, died earlier today. Arrangements are pending at H.T. May & Son Funeral Home in Boonville. Funeral service for 86-year-old Leland Barenberg of Coal Camp, who died Thursday, will be at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Coal Camp. Burial with military honors by American Legion Post No. 305 will follow in the church cemetery. A visitation with prayer service to follow will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at Fox Funeral Home in Coal Camp. Graveside service for 85-year-old Ralph Paraguay of Smithton, who died Saturday, will be at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Smithton City Cemetery. No visitation will be held. Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 86-year-old Michael John Breen, Jr., of Richmond, who died Saturday, will be at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation will begin at 1 p.m. and a Masonic service at 1:45. Memorial services with military rites for 82-year-old Billy Ray Smith of Emma, who died Friday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Concordia, with visitation starting at 1. A celebration of life service for 48-year-old Miranda Dean Ransdale of Sedalia, who died Saturday, will be held at 7 p.m. tomorrow at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 6. A private burial will be held at a later date at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Services for 86-year-old Elvin Inyert of Keatsville, who died Saturday, will be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday at Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury, where visitation will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Burial with full military honors will follow Wednesday service at Keytesville City Cemetery. Funeral service for 77-year-old Janice Robinson of Marceline, who died today, will be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday at Marceline Baptist Church. Burial will follow in Locke Cemetery, southeast of Marceline. Visitation will be from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow at Delaney Funeral Home in Marceline. A celebration of life service for 71-year-old Shirley May Chipman of Sedalia, who died February 22nd, will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Burial will follow at Crown Hill Cemetery. A celebration of life service for 77-year-old Kathy Sprick of New Franklin, who died Friday, will be at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday at Davis Funeral Chapel in Boonville, where visitation will follow until 7:30. Visitation for 58-year-old Gary Allen Griffith of Harrisburg, who died February 25th, will be from 10 to noon, with memorial service to follow on Saturday at Davis Funeral Chapel in Boonville. Memorial service for 61-year-old Agnes Moore of Sedalia, who died February 24th, will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Kingdom Hall in Sedalia. No visitation will be held. Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.